Monarch butterflies can't reproduce without milkweed. That fact has inspired a lot of Midwest gardeners to plant it. But as Celia Yopis Jepson reports for Harvest Public Media, doing so can land them in trouble because some cities don't allow the plant.
Oliver Hernandez is 12. He likes science class at school, and at home, he likes finding critters in his mom's butterfly garden here in Overland Park, Kansas, just outside Kansas City.
I mean, me and my friends also a lot of times just like come out here and just try to find a lot of bugs. It's kind of fun just knowing that there are lots of caterpillars in the yard.
He really likes monarch caterpillars with their bright yellow, white, and black stripes.
Also, whenever they become butterflies, they fly to Mexico. I think that's pretty cool.
In the summer, the caterpillars feast on the common milkweed in this garden. Well, used to. Last fall, a city code worker told his mom to get rid of the milkweed. The species is illegal here, with potential fines for violators. But why?
Yeah, that's what I don't understand either. Why they had to cut it down.
Overland Park's ban conflicts with what surrounding Johnson County is doing. The county encourages homeowners to plant common milkweed and other native plants to absorb stormwater and support wildlife. Homeowners even get reimbursed for some of the cost. Mary Phillips, an expert at the National Wildlife Federation, knows all about milkweed bans.
So they have been historically very, very common.
Especially in farm regions, milkweed can make livestock sick if they eat enough of it.
The city codes, I think, then evolved, you know, to just keep that.
Indeed, Overland Park says it takes its cue from the Kansas Department of Agriculture. Except when I asked the state agency, it says it doesn't define milkweed as a noxious weed. In fact, the agency says milkweed is a good thing and that cattle usually steer clear of it. Phillips, though, has some national news that might make Oliver happy.
The real trend is that those bans are being reversed.
In 2017, the Illinois legislature even voted to ban the bans. But plenty of cities still warn homeowners against letting milkweed grow on their property, like St. Louis, Lamar, and Sunset Hills in Missouri, Huron and Redfield in South Dakota. Winfield, Kansas has common milkweed on a list of, quote, rank plants that harbor rats and insects, pose fire risks, or blight neighborhoods. This matters because the middle of the continent, Phillips says, is a key monarch migration route.
That entire flyway was so heavy with milkweed many, many, you know, years ago.
Now it's full of cropland sprayed with chemicals that kill milkweed. So butterfly gardens in people's yards can help. And that includes
common milkweed, which is extremely beneficial for monarchs.
This is the kind of milkweed that's most likely to be banned. It spreads not just through the seeds, but also underground runners. So keeping it in check does take more work than other milkweeds. Ginger Werp, 12-year-old Oliver's mom, thinks it's worth it to help wildlife.
They can't live off green manicured lawns and pine bushes year-round. And when you look around, that's all we see.
She's looking up and down her street at the other, more traditional front yards. Her yard has a little meadow full of native plants, maybe 7 by 12 feet. She loves it, but
I've had some uncomfortable conversations with neighbors about it.
She supposes a neighbor, maybe worried about property values, called the city last year hoping to make her cut down this patch. But when a city worker came to inspect her yard, he let her keep the garden and said he could only make her pull out one species, the contraband milkweed. Werp hopes Overland Park will drop its grudge against this species. In the meantime, she plans to keep as much of her mini prairie as she can.
I like the way this looks. I think it's pretty. I think it's fun. My son and I have a good time out here.
For Harvest Public Media, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.